A este presidio sustenta vuestra majestad, no con pagas de su caja real, sino haciéndolos encomenderos de aquellos pueblos por mano del gobernador. El tributo que les dan los indios es cada caso una manta, que es una vara de lienzo de algodón, y una fanega de maíz cada año con que se sustentan los pobres españoles.
A drought was upon the land, and nature herself seemed out of balance, weary of the presence of the Spaniards and their priests, who expressed their contempt for the Pueblo religion by destroying kivas, burning cachinas, and persecuting religious figures such as Popé, the leader of the great Pueblo revolt. Running across mountains and valleys, Indian messengers spread news of the coming revolt from pueblo to pueblo. Days were measured by untying knots on yucca fiber cords. At last the day of wrath was at hand, August 10th, 1680, the Feast of San Lorenzo, a Sunday on which the unsuspecting Spaniards would be thinking only of celebration. In the words of a surviving Franciscan friar, the revolt came furious and unexpected, like a thunderbolt out of the clear blue sky. Hundreds of colonists died, and 21 of the 38 friars were martyred in grisly and symbolic ways. Fray José Trujillo died a saintly death, shot through the breast with arrows. Fray Pedro de Ávila y Ayala was found embracing a cross next to three lambs whose throats had been cut. After the Spanish left, the Indians bathed in the rivers and cleansed themselves of their Christian names and baptisms with the suds of the yucca root. When the news was received, bells tolled in Mexico City, Lima, and Madrid for the victims of one of the most successful Indian revolts in the history of the Spanish Empire. El Mercurio Volante, a colonial news tabloid, expressed shock at the desecration of churches and the acts of vengeance against all things Spanish, even peach trees, lambs, and wheat fields.